Can you tell us about the change on your defensive pairings?
So we've been kicking around that for a while, even before these guys got back, what our pairs would look like. And some places that we wanted to go with. That was kind of the first one we had on the list. We would like to see, from a minutes point of view, Toby and Dustin play together well. We also think we've got a real strong shutdown pair. Benny's come along and looks real solid out there with Zach, the two big physical guys that could play a strong defensive game. And Zach had put some numbers up kind of coming back off his injury, so it's a rebalancing of almost offensive and defensive guys. Toby's viewed as an offensive guy, but really a lot of his strength is his ability to move the puck in his own end and his ability to read. And Dustin is a player that you do need to read off of a little bit because he's in on the play a lot. You need to pick that up early. So we like Mark and Toby or Jacob in the game they've played, and they're both still kind of coming back off injuries. So that's a safe pair. So that was kind of the first step in looking at different pairings.
You said earlier this week that you're kind of it was more of a strategy, or you were thinking about each game and who you were going to start between in net. Looks like Michael going to get his second start.
Yep.
Just the thought process behind that.
Just really, really like the way he looks in the net. You know, he's. I know we look at numbers and results, and you have to do that. Sure, we use stats, but how comfortable and how competitive a guy looks in the net and the kind of saves he makes, and he just looks really strong right now. Our schedule, we're going to come out. We've got three sets of back-to-back games. We'll prepare for those in terms of who we're going to play and things like that. But after that, there's room to rest a guy, to play a guy more. And it may be Andre gets on a roll in that kind of scheme and that schedule, but just felt that Mike was right where he needed to be.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Don't get that at home.
Well, it's very rare to see a team that doesn't have be a clear-cut number one goaltender.
Right.
Does this team have one in your mind?
Whoever's playing goal that night, whoever's in the pipes is your number one guy. So you don't need to, clearly, because we've had some pretty decent success with two guys that are both playing really well. There's only one net, so you got to make those decisions, and I'll make them, and it'll be on me at the end of the day based on their performance. So I don't think that you necessarily need to have a number one guy. If he's playing great, then it works for you. If he's not, that's a struggle. So we've got two guys that numbers say have played very well for us.
Do you feel that you can continue going kind of down the stretch, alternating? You still feel comfortable doing that?
We could. It's a possibility. It's not a game plan.
So you would, if one of them got particularly hot, you would feel comfortable going with
so
that.
Mike's been hot
yep.
in the rotation. So if one of them gets hot out of a rotation, then he would be hot and we would play him more. If not, we're comfortable with what we get in our rotation. If you look at the goaltending as a block, as a group effort, if the numbers stay where they are and their performance stays where they are in the rotation, then we'll stay there. If we come out of that rotation and our numbers improve, we'll stay there. If they go down, we'll go back to looking at it in a different way. Oh, I hope not. Yeah. No, it's a good reminder. I think the Philadelphia game has a better impact on how we're approaching this game because we opened that thing up at 2-2 or even at 3-2, and that was not to our advantage. And it will be the exact same game with an even more active defense coming into the game. So Philadelphia have a few players that jump up, but Dallas is built to do that. Those D are up the rush. So the last game that we played is a good reminder of how this game is going to be played, and we need to make adjustments in how we approach it.
Can you tell us about Matt Halaschuk?
Yeah, Matt's going to be out for a while, lower body injury. So I'll just list them. He's beyond probably even week to week.
Back to the goaltenders just quickly. Would you ever take a rotation like you're doing now into the playoffs?
I've rotated guys in the playoffs. Urbe and Weeks kind of did that to the Eastern Conference Championship the year. I don't know that you would go into a playoff series with that as a plan. It's a possibility, but I don't know that you would go in it with it as a plan.
So in your head, if you're heading towards the playoffs, I know you don't like to talk about that, but if you were heading into the playoffs, would it be your understanding that you would need to figure out a single goaltender to go with heading into that situation?
No, you'd need to figure out who was starting game one. But I got to do that 82 times before we get there, so got to figure out who's playing the next game, and then we go. Hey, we've got good goaltending, really good goaltending on some nights, but as a block, just really solid. Our goaltending's been good all year, and I've got a real high comfort level with both of them. I don't agonize over these decisions a whole lot because I don't think that you can sit there before and say one of these two guys is going to play great and the other guy isn't, and you've got to figure out which one it is. They've both played really well. They're both capable of being the difference in the game.